Section 47. O thou the Lord of the visible and the invisible, and the enlightener of all creation, I beseech thee by thy sovereignty, which is hid from the eyes of men, to reveal in all directions the signs of thy manifold blessings and the tokens of thy loving kindness, that I may arise with exultation and rapture, and extol thy wondrous virtues, O thou the most merciful, and stir up by thy name all created things, and so kindle the fire of thy glorification amidst thy creatures, that all the world may be filled with the brightness of the light of thy glory, and all existence be inflamed with the fire of thy cause. Roll not up, O my Lord, what hath been spread out in thy name, and extinguish not the lamp which thine own fire hath lit. Withhold not, O my Lord, the water that is life indeed from running down, the water from whose murmuring the wondrous melodies which extol and glorify thee can be heard. Deny not, moreover, thy servants, the sweet fragrance of the breath which hath been wafted through thy love. Thou seest, O thou who art my all-glorious beloved, the restless waves that surge within the ocean of my heart, in my love and yearning towards thee. I implore thee, by the signs of thy majesty and the evidences of thy sovereignty, to subdue thy servants by this name which thou hast made to be the king of all names in the kingdom of thy creation. Potent art thou to rule as thou pleasest. No God is there but thee, the all-glorious, the all-bountiful. Do thou ordain, moreover, for every one who hath turned towards thee, what will make him steadfast in thy cause, in such wise that neither the vain imaginations of the infidels among thy creatures, nor the idle talk of the froward amidst thy servants, will have the power to shut him out from thee. Thou verily art the help in peril, the Almighty, the Most Powerful.